Significant water rate increases are coming to residents of Riodel who already pay some of the highest utility rates in the region. The City Council meeting on August 4th was focused on water rates, the deficit in the water fund, and the need for infrastructure improvements. A system improvement plan was presented by GHD, which stated that the city needs to set aside funds for capital improvements and replacement of equipment. City Manager Kyle Knopp summarized the amount of money needed for just the system improvements.
If our goal is a fully funded system, what we would need to be roughly putting aside in for the system, just on the capital improvement side alone, and kind of getting ahead of the curve, is between $400,000 and $1.4 million a year, give or take the ability for the city to leverage grants if they are indeed available.
Additionally, the water fund is currently running a deficit of over $177,000, which is being taken out of the general fund reserves. Councilmember Gordon Johnson and Knopp discussed the deficit spending.
Kyle, when we did our 2015-2016 budget, if I remember correctly, the water fund was about $200,000 short, projected to be $200,000 short.
Correct.
And that was borrowed from the general fund. And if we continued at that pace for 5 years, the general fund reserve would be totally wiped out.
Yes, probably even shorter of a time frame than that.
It is clear that water rates will be increased. The only issue being debated is by how much. The water rate analysis created by the Rural Communities Assistance Corporation, or RCAC, recommended a range of options from the status quo to a fully funded system with all of the system improvements included. Discussion by the council narrowed the range down to an increase in water rates between 80% and 270%, with most of the council members expressing support for the 80% increase at a minimum. This would mean that the average customer's water bill of $43.28 currently would increase to $76.32. Sewer charges are in addition. Customers in the Dinsmore area would see their average monthly water bill increase to $139.36 due to a surcharge for being outside of city limits. Residents of Riodel have been paying an annual increase of 3% in their water bills since 2008. Put another way, that amounts to a 24% increase over the last 7 years. Despite the automatic increases and rate adjustments in 2012 and 2013, the city has fallen into a large deficit. Council members asked for additional information regarding how the budget has gotten to where it is for the public that is faced with these large increases. The city's own water bill will be increased significantly since the city recently recognized long-standing state law, which requires the city to pay its own bill rather than apply additional charges on customers to provide water at no cost to the city, city employees, and Fireman's Park, which had been the case in the past. More information about the possibility of creating a lower base rate to reduce the increase for the lowest usage customers while increasing the cost to families and higher water usage residents is expected to be presented at the next council meeting. The council will be making a decision on the rate increase so that the Proposition 218 process to raise the rates can begin. This process takes approximately 45 days before residents can expect to see the sharp increase in their monthly bill. The next council meeting will be Tuesday, August 18th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. Video of the meeting and the full council packet of information is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.